really need is just a thing of God and letting God talk. Letting God talk. That's what we want to see here at Strong Life. If one day this book might be illegal, it's already a forgotten history in Australia. There are many itchy ears on it. Tragically, in many churches, this book is an embarrassment. But we need to be countercultural, don't we? We need to be people who are in love with our Bible. I praise God that this church, like many churches, has a strong history of keeping the Bible central. And it was great to hear Peter's story on the video and see his emotion coming out of Roman Catholicism and seeing that he could be saved not by works but by faith alone. Where did he learn that? Bible. There are others too, atheists amongst us who, former atheists, sorry, who all they did was just open their Bible and read it from cover to cover and they met Jesus. It's awesome. How can we keep from getting complacent? Spend another 2 minutes. How can we keep from getting complacent? Paul commands Timothy in 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Let me talk about our preaching for a second. In our Sunday services, we will be totally committed to expositional preaching. By that I mean the patient, careful preaching of the Bible. We're not preaching all the books of the Bible, the whole counsel of God, unashamedly, humbly. Of course, Dan and myself and others who might take this pulpit, we're not perfect people, are we? And we're not perfect preachers. We'll stuff up sometimes, and maybe sometimes we'll apologise and be correct ourselves. But pray for us that in our preaching we will just let God talk. Pray that we would work hard in the Bible, that we would boldly and patiently, faithfully preach the Bible, correcting, rebuking, and encouraging each other. Pray that we would work hard not to impress from our own abilities, but to show you what God is saying. And not just what our opinions are, our so-called. But it's not just about preaching. It's not just about preaching. We want the Bible to permeate our families and our small groups, don't we? Many of you meet in life groups during the week. Some of you catch up for coffee. It's really exciting, actually, this week to hear about some of you who are meeting up with non-Christian friends to read the Bible. That's happening in our church life at the moment. It's really cool. Some of you teenagers, you meet on Friday. You have small group time each Friday night. And it's worth just taking stock and remembering, what is that group for? Yes, it's for prayer and eating food and having fun and making stupid jokes. But centrally, it's about the Bible. It's about letting God talk and address you and knowing you more. Friends, as I finish, what is going to motivate us to be people of the Bible? Just being told to. Of course not. Especially not because our world and the desires of our hearts are so much more easy and pleasurable, aren't they? I struggle with this. Sometimes I'm so tired and I'm suffering an escape or a quick fix. So I read rubbish online or I escape into Netflix and on it goes. And the Bible can just feel really boring and it can just feel like useless and nonsense. And the answer is we need to want the Bible. No, we need to want God. We need to want more of God, don't we? That's the deeper. See, the answer to our misplaced desires is to redirect us to their true love. We need to want to know God more, to know His Word, to love Him, to desire Him, and His precious, life-bringing Word of eternal life and spirit. Not that you need to do this, but I recently read a fantastic book called New Living Christ by a guy called Rankin Gilmore. Great name. He describes the Bible like this. He says, reading the Bible is not primarily like opening a toolbox to navigate life's problems. So it certainly does teach us about how to live. It is rather one of the essential means that is provided to communicate the wonder of His presence to us. Union with Christ, the Bible, and the life. And that's what we should want. The deepening of that presence of God with us. Growing into that union we have with Jesus. Do you want that? Do you want to know and experience the wonder of God's presence more? Do you want to grow into your union with Christ? That's why we should want the Bible. wonder what that stirs up for you. Maybe you're like, yep, reading the Bible 20 hours per day, I'm good. Or maybe, you know, you're like me and you're feeling dissatisfied. This is actually a really big challenge, interesting challenge. I wasn't necessarily expecting when I went to Bible college a couple of years ago. I spent 4 years at Bible college, and at Bible college, the Bible kind of gets turned into this wild animal, caged animal that you sort of study and focus to pick at occasionally. You write essays about it, and you learn Hebrew and Greek paradigms, and it just becomes this ordinary book. It becomes work. That's been really hard for me to kind of wrestle back from. What about you? Maybe you haven't been reading the Bible. Maybe you've lost interest in it. And it might be actually some sin in your life that is making you just feel too demoralized to open the Bible. Or maybe you're just feeling under the pump with busyness. Why don't you today as a day to refresh? Just stop and pray to God to refresh your heart. Each day when you start in it, the wonderful thing that God creates. Each day when you start. I want to finish now by giving you a chance, I guess, to do that by just reading Psalm 19, the verses from Psalm 19 now. This is really King David's meditation on the Bible. He's delighting in God's Word. I'm going to read these verses out slowly, and we don't normally do this in Stronger Church, but feel free to close your eyes if you want. You can go ahead and close your eyes while I read it out. Take these moments and meditate for yourself on the Bible. Even use it as a prayer. Ask God to help you to know and experience and love His Word like David does. So let me read this out. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the law are trustworthy, making wise and simple. The precepts of the law is right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the law are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the law is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the law are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold. They're much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey. Than honey and honeycomb. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your holy scriptures. Thank you that you inspire those authors and that you illuminate our hearts as we read. Thank you for showing us you. Showing us who you are. Thank you for salvation through Jesus. Thank you for equipping us and providing your scriptures to equip us to live for you. We ask that we would be people of your word. For those of us who are struggling, will you refresh us by your spirit to want more of you, want more of your word. We ask this not for our sake, but so that you might be better known and better adored in our lives and in our world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to keep praying.